Tonight is the Yahrzeit of Rav Menashe and Rav Shlomo Yitzchok Krupke, the father of Dr. Krupke, and we dedicate the learning in his memory. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, the covered off in the end of the first pair, the covered also love the most, and the Lamed Shem Hashivu Yeshiva Al Kivroi. The Gemara considers that the highest level of covered, and we dedicate learning in memory of somebody. Last week we started the discussion on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and we left off in the middle of everything. The Gemara raised a question. The Gemara had what seemed to be a machlokes amaraim. Is it permissible for a child to treat the father? Let's say a child is a doctor, a dentist. Is there any concern of maka ovi v'ima? Maka ovi v'ima is an isa chenek, is an isa misuf. There is an isa for anyone to be choyvel b'chaveira. No one's permitted. The Pasuk says in Chumash Devarim that when the Shliach Bezen administers the Malkus, he has to be careful. Lo yosif lahakoso, he shouldn't give him one extra halkor. Usually give 39 Malkus. If you can't take 39, you give less. Mishnah is saying Malkus. So the Pasuk says, Agoyim yakena lo yosif, he's not allowed to give one extra halkor, despite the fact that the person deserves Malkus. He's chayim Malkus. You're not allowed to give an extra halkor. That's an aver. So if a bain is chayvul ba'aviv, that's a more serious aver. That's not stam an aver sheishma malchus, that's an aver sheishma misa. That's an einish misa. So the Gemara has a shaila, is it permissible for the child to treat the father? So the Gemara says, what's the shaila? Mikra adin it should be mutter. What's the shaila? The chashash is that he may cause extra chavola. The chavola that's necessary for refuah. The Gemara named on that that's mutter. The shaila is, but he may cause some extra chavola unnecessary for the treatment. So the Gemara says some Amoraim don't allow it. The last two Amoraim, the Gemara says either Rav or a Papa, about 10 lines from the bottom of Pei Dalet on the base. We have the Girus in the Gemara, Rav, and the Bach has the Girus about the tiny Aleph, Rav Papa. Lo Shavik Libre Lemishkale Silva. He didn't allow his son to take out a splinter because he was concerned that it may cause bleeding. It may cause the bleeding would not be necessary for the treatment, so that's why it would be an Issa Chavolach. The Marbe de Ravina didn't allow his son the Miftach Le Kapsa to open up a pus pimple. Dimla Chavabe Vahavale Shigasis. Big Markasha said, how can any doctor treat any patient? He may also do slightly more than is absolutely necessary, in which case he'll be in violation of the law of La Yosef La Kaisa. There's an Isser of La Yosef Pen Yosef. There's an Isser of Chavab Bahavir. So the Gemara says, why don't you realize there's a difference? Acher. In one case it's only a lav, one case it's misa. What was this distinction between shigas lav and shigas chenek? So when we learned the Gemara last week, we said two different shitas, and we didn't point out that there's a machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos over here. The Ran quotes this in the name of the Balei HaTosfos, and the Marsha points it out that we have it in the Tosfos. If you read every line in these Tosfos, you see in the Tosfos Dibur Maskor Reb Shimon at Pei Hei Amud Aleph, Tosfos says it explicitly. If you don't believe the Marsha, if you don't want to read every line carefully, so you read the Ran. The Ran spells it out explicitly. That Tosfos understood the Gemara as saying that this is a distinction on the level of their Isa. That when is there a Machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda regarding Dovashen and Miskab? Dovashen and Miskab means a person is doing a Pula HaMuteres, an activity which is permissible, which may or may not result in an Isa. Let's say a person is moving furniture on Shabbos. Heavy piece of furniture, so what should he schlep and pick it up like this? He'll pull it on the ground. The ground is soft earth, it's not concrete. So he's going to schlep on the ground. He knows in advance that moving furniture is permissible on Shabbos. He's going to move furniture all day long. It's tircha shlova sof. He's moving one couch instead of over here. He wants the couch to be on the other side. So moving a piece of furniture is not a malacha per se, it's mutter. But making a harish in the karka is asa. If it's babayis, if it's in the middle of the house, it's an isa mishum bona. And if it's basada, the Gemara says, if you make a charitz basada, then it's an isra of chorish. Okay, that's a Gemara Shabbos. So the fellow is doing a pula hamuteris, namely moving furniture, which may or may not result in a malacha, namely asiyas acharitz. So would you say that that's a sofik isra deraisa l'chumra? You're not allowed to move the furniture because it may or may not turn out to be an isra. So that's a machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. There's the original machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, where the goyra rodam meet the kisa v'safso, we paskin like Reb Shimon, it's mutter, that's what Tosfos says. For the Kaimel here, take a look in the Tosfos, Peheyum and Aleph, Dibur Maskel v'Reb Shimon, the first line in Tosfos. For the Kaimel and we paskin halachic Reb Shimon, begreire. Greire means moving the furniture on the floor. That's what the Gemara Masech HaShabbos and Bama Madlikim refers to it. Halachic Reb Shimon B'Greira. Greira means schlepping. Goyer rod the meat, the kiss of the safso, ubavachala iskaven lasos charitz. If it's a very heavy piece of furniture and it just rained and he knows this earth is soft, it's a psikresha, then even Reb Shimon agrees that you're not allowed to. If it's a vadoy, that it's going to cause a, it's going to result in a malach. Even though he's not interested. Still, you're not allowed because it's a vadois. But if it's not a vadois that is going to happen, it's a dovah she'ena miskaven. He's doing a pula hamoteres, which may or may not result in a pula hasura. So Rabbi Yehuda holds a dovah she'ena miskaven is asur. Rabbi Shimon holds a dovah she'ena miskaven is mutar. So Tosis understood the Gemara as making a distinction on the level of their eyes. When is there a machlek Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon? Only in kol haTorah kula by chayvi lavin, but by chayvi mises, by Issa Chenek, or by any other Chi of Miso, everybody will agree that Dovah She'ena Miskaven is also. I, how can it be? But the original Machlekes of Rab Shimon Rab Yudit is by Shabbos. How can you say that they all agree by Issa Chenek? So that's what Tosis continues to say, and the Tosis Dima Masch Rab Shimon. Now the Gemara and Yuma, they claim that the whole Machlekes of Shimon Rab Yudit by Shabbos, men Atorah, they should both agree that it should be Asur. Mikir Adin, since Shabbos is in Issa Skila, it's from the Issur Machamurim, so Dovah She'ena Miskaven should be Asur Afilu Aliba Reb Shimon. And the only reason why it's shaykh to make a kula is because by Shabbos there's a new kula. Malachas Machshev is Asur Torah. So Tosis says, Mikra Adin, they should have both agreed that it's Asur. But Mikra Adin, they both agreed that it's Mutam and Atorah because it's a lack of Malachas Machshev. So if you're not interested in B, if the Dovah, if it's a Psikreshe, then it's called Malachas Machshev, as Tosis says. They continue to say. If it's a Psikreshe, they have on the first very wide line. And that Tosis Dima Masra Reb Shimon, you have narrow lines and medium-sized lines and wide lines. So on the wide line, the first line they say, if you have a psikreishe, v'choshev malachas machshevus, kinshi yadeya. If it's a vadois, then it is called malachas machshevus. But if it's not a psikreishe, it's a dobesheni miskaven, so Tosis says, on the one hand, there should have been considered an isa skilos. Everyone should have agreed that dobesheni miskaven is awesome and atur. On the other hand, because there's a need from Malachas Machshevus and Malachas of Shabbos, they all agree that it's Mutam and Atar. So what's the Machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon? Whether they made Gzeira D'Rabbanan or not. So why is that a Machlekes of Tosis and Yuma finishes off? There's a gigantic Tosis and Yuma that goes on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis to Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Goes on and on and on. They discuss the whole topic of Dovah She'ena Miskaven. So Tosis explains in Yuma, why all of a sudden is the Machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yehuda on the level of D'Rabbanan? On the level of their eyes, they both agree in Hilchas Shabbos that Dovah She'ena Miskaven is muta because it's lacking Malachas Machshevus. So what's the Nekudas HaMachloikis whether you make a Gzeira D'Rabbanan or not? So Tosis writes like this. According to Reb Shimon, that Dovah She'ena Miskaven is usually muter and Kol HaTorah Kula by Chayv Elav, it's usually muter. So it doesn't make sense to make a Chumra Midirabbanan by Hilchas Shabbos to be Goyza Otu Kol HaTorah Kula. In Kol HaTorah Kula, rove of the cases, Dovah She'ena Miskaven is muta and chayvi lavin. So what are you going to be machma more in Hilchas Shabbos than in Kol HaTorah Kula? But according to Reb Yehuda, who holds in Kol HaTorah Kula, Dovah She'ena Miskaven is asur, and in Hilchas Shabbos it's muter only because of Malachas Machshevus asur Torah, because it's lacking Malachas Machshevus. So Tosis coins the phrase Kidei Lahasha Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula in order to equate Shabbos. Give the chumras of to Shabbos like in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, all these surim, Dovah She'ena Miskaven is also according to Reb Yehuda. It's always awesome and atur. And Hilchas Shabbos, it's mutter because of a lack of Malachas Machshevus. So since it's only a Shabbos dike kula, like Malachas Shein Svicha Legufa. Malachas Shein Svicha Legufa, according to the Tana, it happens to be the same two Tanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda disagree there also. So according to the Tana Reb Shimon, that Malachas Shein Svicha Legufa is not awesome and atur. So it makes sense that they asked it mid the Rabbanan. Why? Because Tosis points out in Moed Katan, the first parak Moed Katan, the whole concept of Malachas She'ena Svicha Legufa only applies in Hilchas Shabbos, in Yontif. It doesn't apply anywhere else, even in Malachas Shviyas, in Shmita, that Avodas HaKarka is also Malachas HaKarka is also, so Tosis says, but it's not the same as Hilchas Shabbos, that Malachas She'ena Svicha Legufa is only the Rabbanan. No, Malachas She'ena Svicha Legufa by Shmita will be an Issa Deraisa. The klala Malachas She'ena Svicha Legufa, that it's mutam and atorah, is only in Shabbos and Yontif, only by Malachas Shabbos and Yontif. So Tosis coins a term, kedei lahashvis Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah Kula, to equate Shabbos with kol haTorah Kula. So you throw in a chumra midirabon. By Dovah She'ena Miskaven, according to Rabbi Shimon, Dovah She'ena Miskaven is mutar and kol haTorah Kula. So why should you make a chumra in Shabbos more than a kol haTorah Kula? It does make sense, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, then call it Tarakula Dovashini Miskabein is also Manatira. So even though on Shabbos it's muta because of a lack of Malachas Machshev, it's muta Manatira, but Midirabonim we are Machmer. Today Lahash Shabbos Loshar Kola Tarakula. That's the Taisav Shita. So Taisav understood the Gemara here literally. Taisav understood the Gemara here is making a distinction between Chavi Lavin as opposed to Chavi Mises on the level of their Isa. That the machlek is, the whole machlek is of Yidurev Shimon, by Dovashayna Miskaven, where the Smut of Erasav is only a Chavi Lavin, and a Chavi Mises, everybody agrees that Dovashayna Miskaven is awesome and Atura. You don't have too many cases. Where are you going to have Chavi Mises? By Maka Ovi V'imoy. Here's the one case, you have by Maka Ovi V'imoy, a Dovashayna Miskaven is awesome and Atura. Where would you have another case? Let's say a doctor will treat a patient. The patient can die, a serious surgery, the patient can die. So it's a dovish. He's intending the toivosai of the patient, and it may turn out the raosai. Let's say it's a risky procedure, and the doctor tells the patient. Patient says, "Please, I want to go through the risk." So the Gemara says, "An avodah zarah. You're allowed to go through the risk in certain cases. In certain cases, you're allowed to. In certain cases, you're not allowed to." So in the case when it's permissible, so how do we permit the doctor to treat the patient if he knows in advance that it may kill him? It's the chadovish enim iskaven ananisa miso. So the Ramban HaChumash says, that's the pasuk, v'rape yirape, mekan shenitnum, someone pointed out last week after the shiur, mekan shenitnum reshus l'roifel l'rape. So what do you need permission that the doctor is permitted to treat the patient? What do you need a pasuk for? So the Ramban has two pshatim. So one pshat is, the Ramban was a doctor, so he says, sometimes the doctors kill the patients. So it should be a dov shein miskavein and an isa misa, and an isa of a sayef, a retzeach is chayef sayef. So the pasuk says that it's permissible, despite the fact that Bein L'Rab Shimon, Bein L'Rab Yudah, according to the way Tosfos read the Gemara, Kipshuta, Bein L'Rab Shimon, Bein L'Rab Yudah, when it comes to an Isa Misa, a Dovah Shein Miskaven should be Asur. So that's Exeris HaKosuv, that it's Mutah, V'Rapi Yerapi, Mekan Shenitnum Rishus L'Rav V'Rapi. The doctor is permitted to treat the patient. Other Rishonim deny this. Other Rishonim learn the Gemara, we'll get soon the Rambam. Other Rishonim learn that the Gemara never said such a statement on the level of their Isa, that Rab Shimon is Moida, that by Chayvi Mises, Dovah Shein Miskaven is also. So the question begs itself, if so, what do you need to pass the Grappi Rappi Mekan Shenitnum Rishus L'Rafi L'Rappis? That is a heter. It's not a heter to do outright with Tzicha. It's only a heter to do to treat the patient if you think you're doing the Tevasa, despite the fact that you know in advance, then it may turn out that you may kill him. But if you hold Alibe the Reb Shimon, that Dovah Shein Miskaven is Mutra even in Isa Miso. So why do you need to pass the Grappi Rappi? So the answer is, because of a different svara. The Ramban quotes that Ibn Ezra has. The question is, if the person is sick, if a patient is sick, so one could have thought that this is an einish ben hashamayim. So how am I permitted to undo the Rabban Shalom's gzeir ben hashamayim, that this person should suffer in sickness? So that's what the pasuk says. You shouldn't be such a deep philosopher. Rappi, you're permitted to treat the patient despite the fact that there was a gzeir ben hashamayim. I remember many years ago, they had in the first page of the New York Times, the Catholics, the Fruma Catholics of Gefrekta Shaila, where the women in childbirth are permitted to take pain relievers. Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, Be'etzev tel dibodim, that the women have to suffer when they deliver the babies. So the public get passed from that is mutter. So this was on the first page of the newspapers. By us, I don't know if there were even any tshuvas about this. Of course, they were pashut. What? Just because there was a curse and there was a punishment that women have to suffer childbirth, so you have to sit there and suffer. If a person can run away, so run away. If you can take aspirin, or you can take a pain reliever. So what's the shaila? Of course you're allowed to take with it. Whatever way a person has to lighten his pain or his agony. So how about that, Smutha? What's the shaila by us? There's no shaila. Anyway, but that's what some of the Rishonim learned. V'rapi yirapi mikan shenitnu rishus l'roifi l'rapis. Some Rishonim say that it's a heter to treat, to practice medicine, despite the fact that it's a Dovah Shein Miskaven, and he knows in advance he may or may not kill a patient. He may or may not kill a patient, so it should be, all the Tanaim should agree, Bein L'Rab Shimon, Bein L'Rab Yudah, all the Tanaim perhaps should agree that by Anisa Miso, Dovah Shein Miskaven should be us. And other Rishonim say, no, let's say according to Reb Shimon, Dovah Shein Miskaven is mutter, even by Anisa Miso, he's not interested at all in killing the patient, trying to do the best that he can to heal the patient. And the rapi, mekan shenitn rishus, the rishus is needed, that you shouldn't think that you're undoing the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabban Shalom is goyzim and HaShemayim, that this person should be a choyla, so how are you allowed to undo it? So the Pasuk says that it's permissible. In fact, some Rishonim say that it's not always permissible. The Ibn Ezra, some others, it's a tshuva namni nezer, that sometimes taki paskens halacha, sometimes you're not allowed to go to a doctor. depends what kind of a sickness it is. You're not allowed to. We usually assume that you're always permitted to go to a doctor, whatever the nature of the sickness is. So getting back again, the Balei HaTosfos understood this Gemara as making a distinction on the level of their Isa. They understood that this was a machloikis amarayim. The Shaila was a little earlier. Is it permissible for the son to treat the father? There's an Isa of Makkah of the Imoi. The Gemara had about 15 lines from the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The boy who they had a suffix bain, the son, Mao, bain, the son of the daughter. Mao Shiok is damli obviously permitted to treat his father to do hakaza sadam. So the first two amarayim say muta, and the next two amarayim say osa. So the Pashtus is that it's a machlekes amarayim. Why did the next two say that it's osir? So it sounds from the Gemara that it's a real din deraisa. It's osir because it's a dovashenim miskaven. I dovashenim miskaven is a machlekes atanayim, Rab Shimon, Rab Yudah. Gemara says, no, dovashenim miskaven by chayvi mises, even Rab Shimon is moided to Rab Yudah, that dovashenim miskaven is osir. Why by Hilcha Shabbos? So that's what Taisa says, no, because of a lack of malachs malshevis. That's a Taisa's read the Gemara, that it's a machlekes amarayim. We saw the Rambam did not understand that it's machlekes. The Rambam paskin like both. The Rambam says the first Amoraim are telling you that it's mutter, they mean on the level of their Isa. Because they quoted Psukim, you have to Racha Kamoicha as a Pasuk, and the other Pasuk is a Hekesh, Maka Adam and Maka Behema, the Hekesh. So the first Amoraim saying on the level of their Isa it's mutter, and they mean Halacha Lamaisa also is mutter. They quote Psukim on the level of their Isa mutter, and they say Halacha Lamaisa mutter. The next Amoraim are only meant to say on the level of the Rabbana. They didn't disagree on the level of their Isa, a real machlekes. They say, sometimes it's awesome with the Rabbana. So how do you join together, the Rambam holds, how do you join together the first Amoraim with the second Amoraim? So the Rambam made up Shara, and he understood that that's what it meant in the Gemara. That the first Amoraim means that it's Mutar Afleka Acher. If there's no other doctor to treat the father, then Mikar Adin, it's Mutam and Atar, it's Mutam and Rabbanan. If Ika Acher, if there's another doctor around, he can do just as good a job as the son, so then the second to Amorim, through an Achumar Midi Rabbanan. Hechad Ika Acher, if there's another doctor around, let the other doctor do it. So the Gemara asks, so why does any Jew ever deal in medicine? Ika Acher, let the Goyisha doctors treat the patient. Why should any Jew ever go into medicine? Like we always have a Shabbos goy, so get the goyish doctor, let the goyim treat. Because there's always a hashash, he may scrape a little bit unnecessarily. The doctor or the dentist may cause a little chavola unnecessarily while he's treating the patient. And it may come out that it'll be over and aver. And for the Gemara, no, the gzera de rabbonon was only made by an isa chene. By makir of the it's an isa misa, so there they made a chumim with the rabbonon. But by Chayvah Bachaver, it's only in Isalat, so then they never made a Chumar Midi Rabban. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. That the Gemara, when the Gemara made a distinction, Acher Shigas Lav, no Shigas Chenek, 7 lines from the bottom of Peidal and Beis, this distinction was on the level of the Rabbanon. When do you make a Gzerim Midi Rabbanon, Hechadika Acher, that you shouldn't do it, that's only by Shigas Misa. But by Shigas Lav, they never made such a distinction. So the whole Taisus, the Ran quotes that Taisus, and we have the Taisus over here. The Marshal points it out in the middle of this Taisus, Reb Shimon. The Taisus understood the Gemara saying on the level of their Isa, because Taisus understood that these Amoraim disagree. They disagree on the level of their Isa. The first Amoraim hold it's mutam and atarer for the son to treat the father. And the second Amoraim hold that it's asam and atarer for the son to treat the father, because Dovashenim is kaving, by Chayvi Mises, is Bein Reb Shimon, Bein Reb Yudah, Dovashenim is kaving is asam. And the Rambam did not understand. No, the Rambam says, no, where do you find the distinction between? This is the only Mokam and Shas. So the Rambam understands that the Gemara never said it here either. The Gemara meant to say, we make a Gzeira de Rabbana, Hechadika Acher, so let someone else do. Why should the son treat the father? So what does he have to do? Loza Harayin and Asafik, that he may get involved in Anisa, Chayvav, Makarov, let someone else do it. But as far as Jews becoming doctors, you say, let the Goyim treat all the Jewish people? No. If it's only Shigas Lav, it's not a Shigas Chenek, so then they never made the Chumar with the Rabbana. So this is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Tosfos, whether the Gemara svarit to be mechalik between Shigas Lav as opposed to Shigas Misa was on the level of the Raisa, it's only been a get to Gzeiras the Rabbana.
But Rabbi, according to the Rambam, there's always a Shash of Sikha by a regular physician. So why wasn't the Chumar with the Rabbana imposed there? Performing surgery.
That's like a Beferish Pasuk, like some Rishonim say, you have a Beferish Pasuk, Rappe Yerappe, despite the fact that the doctor knows in advance that he may, if it's a risky procedure, he may be killing the patient. So it's like they never made a chumra midrabbanan ken less a davar hamafurish b'tora lehetera. Some rishonim and achrenim have such a notion. That's the famous the Taz quotes from his father-in-law from the Bach, like that. That he has the kasha that they were goyzer that you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, but when Rosh Hashanah falls out on the other days of the week that you may blow shofar. So the Bach had gefrekt hakasha, but blowing shofar is like mashmiya kol. You're not allowed to play a piano, you're not allowed to play a violin, Shema Yisak and Kleshir. You'll see, you hear that it's off key, and you fix it. And in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, not only if it's a Kleshir, not only a Klezemer, even a knock around a door, the Ramah is machmas. Some are makel against the Ramah, but in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, if it's a Kleham Yuchad, Lahashmoas Kol, like a knock around a door, so you're not allowed to be Mashmiya Kol, even though it's not a Kleshir. So the Esther Kash, let's say Tkiya Shofar. Tkiya Shofar happens that it is a Kleshir. They are musical notes. So why don't we prohibit midrabbanan blowing shofar on every Rosh Hashanah, even when it falls out on the weekdays, because of the gzera midrabbanan shema yisak and kleshir. That's the gzera of mashmiya kol. So we should prohibit kiyah shofar mikol v'kol. Why did they only wipe off shofar on Rosh Hashanah shchal yud b'shabbos? They should have done away totally with the mitzvah of kiyah shofar. So the Taz quotes in the name of his father-in-law, the Bach, this teret that he has in a few other places, in Ebenezer he has it, and Choshen Mishpat he has it also, in Yeriday he has it quite a few times. And it has a mocker and Rishonim like that. Some of the Rishonim have it like that. That a Dova, Mufurish, Matar, Latar, the Chacham have no authority to make a Gzera Dirabonon to Aser. They make Dinam Dirabonon if it can blend in. Well, the Dinam Dirabonon have to call the Tikkun Rabbanon, came there, I said Tikkun has to be able to blend in with the Dinam Dirais. But if it's a glaring contradiction, an outright conflict between the Dinam Dirabonon and Dinam Dirais, so they have no right to make such a Gzera Dirabonon. So that's what the Taz says. It doesn't say beferish in the Chumash that you have to blow shofar even when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos. It's self-understood. Mechateisa, why shouldn't you blow shofar? For what reason should you not blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos? Huh? Okay. So you should do on Shabbos also? Okay. The consideration also. So pikuach nefesh. So that's the Taz has such a and a lot of Rishonim hold like that. A lot of Rishonim say that. In the beginning of Megillah, the Gemara says that the reason Gzeira Derabba, the reason why we don't permit Mikra Megillah on Shabbos, is also the same reason that Hainu Taim the Shofar, the Hainu Taim of the Megillah, same reason why we don't allow Netilas Lulav on Sukkah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yaviran Adal Rambis B'Shusram. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why do we permit if there's a Bris Mila on Shabbos? Why do we permit a Bris to take place on Shabbos? Why are we not concerned? Maybe the moel will forget and carry the knife. Maybe the parents will forget and carry the baby. The baby's so little, he can't even walk, can't even crawl. So you can't apply a chayna se'esatz from such a young age. So why don't we prohibit mila bismano on Shabbos? Mila shalai bismano yitaka, not permitted to do on Shabbos, but mila bismano, is if it's the Yom HaShmini, is mutar on Shabbos. So why don't we prohibit mila bismano on Shabbos? Zer Hashem yaver ha'izem. So the Meiri quotes six terutzim on the kash, beginning of Megillah. Taisus has a few terutzim on the kasha, and other Rishonim have. So one of the terutzim that Meiri has, the Achrayim point out, that's this Taz b'shem Abach. He said, some afurish a pasuk in Parshas Tazria, b'yom hashmini yimol psara losoi. And the Chazal ask a question that says already Parshas lech lecha b'yom hashmini. Why is it repeated? So they say the only reason why the pasuk repeats it b'yom hashmini is afilu b'shabbos, to tell you I'm afurish a pasuk that mila b'zmana is dech shabbos. So akan the Chachamim go later and make Gzeira Derabbanan to prohibit Mila on Shabbos, it's against the Dova Mefurish Bater. It's a popular notion. The Achrayim list off, half of the they quote a lot of Taisus. Half of the Taisus seem to say like this Taz, and half of the Balei Taisus seem to disagree. They're all beferish against the Taz. They're different opinions in the Rishon. That could be that's the reason why.
How come the Yerushalmi doesn't mention the Gzeira Shami Yavi Rena? That's a big problem.
It is a big problem.
Shami
gives a totally different reason.
Yeah. Every time.
Some
Rishonim
say Shami Yavi Renach raises
from the
time
of Moshe.
Moshe's
back on
it. Mm-hmm.
And the Yerushalmi doesn't mention it at all.
Right. It's a big question. Why? The Achrayim discuss it. Why the Yerushalmi, each time that you have the Gzeira Derab, the Yerushalmi gives a totally different explanation. Why you don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal V'Shabbos? Why you don't shake a lulav? Why you don't read Mikra Megillah? Each time they give a different reason. They never say there's one time of Shami Yavi Renach. Yeah. Last week we also started the topic of we started a lot of topics. We started the topic. Okay, we started the topic of Dovah She'en HaMiskaven. Just to define again, what is a Dovah She'en HaMiskaven? Dovah She'en HaMiskaven means I'm doing Pu'ula A, which is Muteris, Pu'ula HaMuteris, which I know in advance may or may not lead on, may or may not result in Pu'ula B, which is a Pu'ula Asura. I'm moving furniture from here to here on the ground, and I know in advance that may or may not make a Haritz. So Asiyas HaHaritz is a Pu'ula Asura on Shabbos, and moving furniture is a Pu'ula HaMuteris. So that's the original example of the Machlegs of Yudreb Shimon. Where the guy wrote the Miti Kisav is Safsal on Shabbos, if he's not interested in making a Haritz. So that's the question, why, what should the din be? Where does this Machleg Zabiyud Reb Shimon come from? What's the mocker of the whole thing? Me'echetes to say Dovashen Miskaben is us, me'echetes to say Dovashen Miskaben is mutter. So the Chazanish writes in his introduction to this discussion, he says, well, fine, you should have said like this. If you know in advance that it may or may not result in Pula B, which is the Pula Asura, so it should depend how Osir can be, possibly turn out to be. Are you afraid that you may do an Avera Deraisa? So you ought to say Sveika Deraisa L'chumr. Are you afraid that you're going to do an Avera Derabonon? So you ought to say Sveika Derabonon L'chumr. So you really should have said, but there's no Tana who says like that, you really should have said, Dovashen Miskaven. I'm doing Pu'ula HaMuteris, which may, I know in advance that it may or may not result in Pu'ula HaSura. Are you allowed to do it? Simple. If the worst it can turn out to be is only an Issa Derabonon, so Savik Derabbanan L'Kula. If it may turn out to be an Issa Deraisa, so then you should say Savik Deraisa L'Chum. That's what you ought to say. That's in fact how Rashi read the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Daled and Beis. Rashi learns the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says there, if the Kain Gadol is an old man and he's weak, and he has to go to Mikveh, Chomish Tfilas V'Asar Kiddushin, he Tevel in the Mikveh 5 times on Yom Kippur, and 10 times he does Kiddush Dayim Raglai. Tevel in the Mikveh 5 times, and an old weak man, he can catch pneumonia. So they had to warm up the water. How are you going to warm up the water? So we have simple. We have a heating system. We have. You can have pipes in the mikveh with the steam. No problem. We always have warm mikvahs. But in the Bizman HaGemara, they didn't have warm mikvahs. So the only way to warm a mikveh is to pour in burning hot water or something. How are you going to do it? So the Gemara says in Yuma that if the Kohen Gadol is an old sick man and you have to heat up the water. So they used to have, before Yom Kippur, they had coals with the burning fire. And they had Ashashia Shal Barzel, chunks of metal, chunks of iron would be burning hot. And then in the middle of Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol had to go into the mikveh, they would dump some of these metal, chunks of metal, bars of metal, into the water in the mikveh, and it would warm up the water. So the Gemara Fek Takasha, but it may or may not lead to the malocha of Mitzaref, Valoi Mitzarefu. There's a malocha makabah patish. One of the Torah malochas makabah patish. Makabah patish, not only if you bang together nails into the pieces of wood and make a table or a chair or something. Makabah patish is if you have, let's say, a metal kli and you temper it, if you make it burning hot and then you put it into ice cold water, so that strengthens the metal, makes it stronger. So the Gemara says a mitzaref kli is also makabah patish. The Gemara says not only mitzaref a kli that's already a kli, even mitzaref, just a chunk of metal, ashashir shabarzel, is also malocha mitzaref. So Gemara Frek Takashe, it may or may not lead to tziruf. He's not interested in causing tziruf. But if it's a contrast, if it's very burning hot, then it's ice cold water, if it's the right temperatures and the contrast is good enough, so then it may lead that it'll cause tziruf. He does know in advance that one is throwing in the chunks of metal into the cold water in the mikveh, doesn't know in advance whether it's hot enough and whether it's cold enough. He doesn't know whether the match is going to bring about tziruf or not. So the Gemara considers that a dov sheni miskav. So the Gemara fek takashe, but Rav Yehuda holds dov sheni. This is the description of what they did in Bai Sheni. Rav Yehuda Shimon lived after the Churban Bai Sheni. So the Gemara fek takashe. How can Rav Yehuda maintain his opinion that dov sheni miskav in his osir on Shabbos? Ma'isim b'chol shana. Whenever they had an old kohen gadol, they used to do dov sheni miskav. They used to throw in dashoshe. The water didn't become yatzal lettuce. The water became, took out the chill from the water, became a little bit poishin. That's all. It didn't get burning out. So there's no chshash of bishul on the water. The only chshash is mitzaref on the metal. So he's doing a pula hamuteres, namely he's trying to warm up the water a little bit, which is permissible, to take out the chill from the water, which is a pula hamuteres. And he knows in advance whoever is mamunit to throw it in, they should have gotten a Shabbos going. That's how we solve all the time. Get a Shabbos going. There were no going. Based on me, so instead of getting a guy, so a yid would throw it in. So the Gemara says, but it's a chashash of tzir. If it's a dov sheni miskaven, how can you to say dov sheni miskaven is aser? It was ma'isim b'chol shana. Whenever the Kohen Gadol was a weak man on Yom Kippur, they would throw in a shashash of barzel. So the Gemara says something about the Rabbanon, and therefore it's Mutter. Well, what's the Rabbanon and what's Mutter? So Rashi read in the Gemara that Mitzareif an Ashashe Shah Barzel is only a Malacha de Rabbanon. That's what the Achreinim add on. If you have already a fully made Kli, and you Mitzareif the Kli, so that's Mesakin Mana de Araisa. But if you just have raw metal, you just have the raw chunk of metal, it's not even a Kli. So that can't be Mesakin Mana on the level of the Araisa. So the worst it can be is a Malacha de Rabbanon. Mitzareif is only de Rabbanon. So Rashi says that's Rabbi Yudah Shita. Is Dovishenim Miskabin on Shabbos Asur Amutter? So Rabbi Yudah says Asur. So Rashi says, just a minute. It's only Asur if the worst, if it may possibly result in an Issa Derais. So he says, Safik Derais, but if the worst that it can result in is going to be an Issa Derabbanon. Even if you're Mitzarek, it may be Miskabin be Yodayim. It's only Mitzarek Midirabbanon. It's only a Makaba Patish Midirabbanon. So the worst it can lead to is an Issa Derabbanon. So Dovishenim Miskabin is a Sveika Derabbanon. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. So that's what we should have said. That's what we should have said. What's the din of Dov Shenim Miskaven? So the Chazon Ish says, if you would have asked me, you would have said, Dov Shenim Miskaven, if the worst it may turn out to be is a derabbanon, safik derabbanon lekulda. If it may possibly result in an isa deraisa, safik deraisa lechumen. So that's the way Rashi learns pshat within Reb Yudah. So daf min achal tzvashtein, Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon matir, even if it may turn out to be an isa deraisa? And then number two, Tosfos rejects the Rashi. Tosfos says that that's not the correct Girsa, that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos rereads the Girsa in the Gemara that what it says is that even Reb Yudah holds Dov Shenim Miskaven is awesome on Shabbos, is only awesome at the Rabbana. On Shabbos, everybody agrees that Dov Shenim Miskaven is only an Issa de Rabbana. It's never going to be an Issa de Raisa because it lacks Malachas Machshev, unless it's going to be a Psik Reshe. Psik Reshe is Kilu, V'choshe, Malachas Machshevus. Kibin Shia Deh B'Vadai, that is going to happen. Okay? Whatever, there's no psik reshe. So Tosfos says the whole topic of Dov Shenim Miskaven on Shabbos is maximum at the Rabbanon because it's lacking Malachas Moshev. So that was the Girsa of Tosfos. The Reb Yudah does not distinguish, neither Reb Yudah nor Reb Shimon distinguish between a Malacha Deraisa and a Malacha Derabbanon. Reb Shimon is Mata Dov Shenim Miskaven even on a Deraisa. Reb Yudah is Asering. Reb Yudah is Machma Dov Shenim Miskaven even if the worst it can turn out to be is only the Rabbanon. And Tosfos proves it from Gorah Adamit to Kisa V'Safsal. So he says, the whole Asiyas Charitz is only Kalach Hayad. So you see the Feirish from the original Machloikis, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, by Greire, moving the furniture, that they're arguing on a Malacha de Rabbanon. The Reb Yudah holds the Dov Shenim Miskaven is Osir, even if the worst it can turn out to be is only the Rabbanon. Why don't you say so, fake the Rabbanon Lekula? It's a Pella. And Reb Shimon holds Mutter, Dov Shenim Miskaven Mutter, even if it may turn out to be an Issa Deraisa. Mazah. So what is Reb Shimon Shita based on? What is Reb Shimon Shita based on? So Reb Soloveitchik had he was very fond of giving his biur. He gave the following explanation. There were two goyim who were contemporaries, used to correspond with Jehovah. They lived in two different cities, Rabbi Kiveger and the author of the Nesivis. So the Nesivis wrote many different svarim. He wrote a sefer on Hilchas Pesach that's called Mekor Chai. So on and he has the following kash. It says in Shulchan Aruch that Chomet Sha'ova, all about Pesach, is also b'achil, also b'anual. Penalty with the Rabbanon. We passed it as a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah Psochim. Rabbi Yudah Shita is a chomish over all about Pesach. If the goy on the corner, if the goyish store has beer or they have cookies, kosher cookies on the corner, once it comes Pesach, that chomish is also b'achil b'anual yoylam void. So even after Pesach, it's an isa deraisa. You're not allowed to eat that chomish that was in existence on Pesach. So it doesn't help the whole institution of mechiras chomish. Helps a little bit. It helps that I don't violate by Yerub, by Matzeh, but it doesn't help. You can't buy back from the goy. Any chometz that's in existence on Pesach becomes also b'achil b'hanor li'oil and void, finished. So obviously we don't pass him like Rabbi Yudah Shita, we pass him like Rabbi Shimon. The chometz she'ova all about Pesach is mutter min ha'terah. But it's also midirabbanon. It's a penalty midirabbanon. If you violate it, that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, also mishum. Because you violated Bal Yerub by Matzah, if the chometz belonged to a Jew, and he violated Bal Yerub by Matzah, so as a penalty, we say that no Jew, not only do we penalize him, we penalize everybody. No one's allowed to get anor. So that's a bachil of anor, the oil of what? The chometz shall Yisrael. The chometz shall nachri, that nobody violated Bal Yerub by Matzah, chometz shall nachri, shavala va pesach is mutter. So the Shaila, so the Rishonim have a machloikis in the beginning of Psochim. The Meiri quotes it, another Rishonim quotes it, in the very beginning of the Mesichta. What if a person had the chometz bebeiso b'shoigig? He didn't even know. They had. He doesn't believe in mechiras chometz. He doesn't, whatever. There's no rabbi to sell the chometz. He doesn't have so much food in the house. It comes before Pesach, he eats up all the chametz, finished. He doesn't leave any chametz that he has to sell. And then it comes after Pesach, he finds that there was a box of cookies hidden away somewhere, which he mamish didn't know about. So he violated Bal Yerua by Matzah B'Shoigig. So he's saying in such a case, since he violated B'Shoigig, he still say we penalize him, comes to Shod V'Vat Tumezid. There's also Gin Gittin and Perakan Ezokan and Machalikas Hatanoim, Rameh Rab Yudiv, where the Kansu Shod V'Vat Tumezid, a lot Kansu Shod V'Vat Tumezid, Geta Deka Kansu Sugin, Dinim Deraisid, Dinim Derabon, Shmita, Shabbos, Hamavashal B'Shabbos B'Shoigig, Hamavashal B'Shabbos B'Mezid. What did he do? He does Malach and Chalamoy B'Shoigig, does Malach B'Mezid. A whole discussion. He married Menekes Chaver, did he marry B'Shogig, did he marry B'Mezid? Goes a lot of discussion, Chiluke did. So it's a discussion in the Rishonim, what's the din? So we happen to Paskin in Orech Chaim, Hilchos Pesach, we Paskin, Chomesh Ha'Aval Va Pesach, even B'Shogig, Konsu Shog got to Mezid. The penalty, the Rabbanon applies, even if the fellow violated by Rabbi Matze B'Shogig. B'Shogig means, he never heard of the din. The rabbis told me, eat up all the chametz before Pesach, he didn't realize that there's an aver by matzah b'shogeg. What if it's even a bigger shogeg? He didn't even know that the chametz was in his rishus. He wasn't even aware of the existence of the chametz. Lo boy, not only in the case where he knew there was chametz, but he didn't know that he's doing an aver by leaving it in his rishus. What if he didn't even know that there was any chametz b'shus? So that's a further machlokes of rishonim, and we pass on lechumra on that also. Even in such a case, also the penalty the rabbanon applies the chametz avol pesach. Is also b'achilah b'anam. So the Nesivus in the Sefer Mikor Chaim and Hilchos Pesach quotes the following kasha. There is a din of misasek. There is a din, a mishnah in krisis, that if a person does, does an avera b'mezid, if he would have done the avera b'mezid, he would have been chayv kareis. So if one violates that avera b'shegeg, he's chayv to bring a chatos in the Beis HaMikdash. B'zman shem Beis HaMikdash o'ikayim. His man Zedek Mar says you have to write down Kosev al Pinkosa. You're supposed to keep a record. Anytime a person eats Chelev Adam B'Shogeg, anytime a person is Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, anytime a person eats Chametz B'Pesach B'Shogeg, if he eats a Kazayis. So he has to keep a record in order to know, Meheri Bona Amigdosh, how many Chatos is he going to have to bring when the Beis Amigdosh will be built? So the Mishnah says, so that's a din. Any Averet, Dovashes, Donokareis, Ishigigosa Chatos, that's what it says in Chumash, in Parshas Vayikra. The person does an aver b'shegi, he brings the carbon chattas. What aver did he do b'shegi? He cheated somebody in business b'shegi, gerek loshnar b'shegi, he ate some chaza b'shegi. No, in all those cases you don't bring a chattas. Only bring a chattas if the nature of the aver is such that if he would have done it amazingly, it would have been a noinish kareis. So if he does a b'shegi, then there's a chiv chattas. So what if the shegi was such, he was mamish misasik. He walks into the house and he opens up, let's say they're putting him up for Shabbos in someone's home. He opens up the door on Shabbos and all of a sudden the lights go on. He didn't know at all that they were connected by opening up the door. The lights go on. So the Mishnah says in such a case, that's called Misasek. And a Misasek doesn't even have to bring a carbon chatas. Learn that from a Pasuk. Shechotabo, prat le Misasek. Hodilov chatas or Shechotabo, in Parshas Vayikra, prat le Misasek. So what's the pshat of Misasek? So the Nesivis in the Mekor Chaim understood that Misasek, he didn't even have Kavanas Maisa at all. He intended, he's opening up the door. He didn't know that by opening up the door, the lights go on. So he had no Kavanas Asi at all. There was no Kavanas Pa'ula for turning on the lights. So the Nesivus understood that. But Misasek, it's considered as if the Maisa happened by itself, as if he didn't do it. The Pa'ula doesn't relate to him, as if it happened by itself. So Frekta Akasha, if Misasek, There's no Kavanas Asi at all. He wasn't aware at all of what he was doing, so that it's not even an aver that he needed kapara b'shegig for. You don't even have to bring a carbon chatas. The pula doesn't relate to me. So by chometz sha'ava, all about Pesach b'misasik, not that he had chometz and he never heard of the aver by you or by matzah b'shegig. No, he wasn't even aware of the fact that he had the chometz. So why isn't that mamish misasik? He didn't know that he had the chometz in his possession. So why don't you say the misasik? You can't say that there's a penalty midrabanan chometz shavala pesach because he'd be penalized because he violated an aver. He wasn't even aware of the fact that he had the chometz. It's mamish misasik. You don't need any kapor at all. So there's no aver at all. So that's the kasha. Yeah, he did forget, but he forgot already a long time. No, it's also called misasik. Let's say he already forgot from a long time. This chametz is there from a long time ago. So that's the kasha that the Mekor Chaim is. And the Mekor Chaim gives the following harif is Dika Teretz. And Rav Soloveitchik used to think it's Hem Islamita. He said, when do you say that Mesasik is not Parechent as a Mais Aver at all? It's Kilo Nasis Meileo. That's only when the nature of the Aver is, and Aver Bekum V'yaseh. There's a Mais Aver, like a Mechal Shabbos. So you do Chilo Shabbos bin Mesasik. Or let's say a person, Tosis in Sanhedrin earlier had a case. The Shechit in the slaughterhouse is shechting one behem, another behem, another behem. Zolim Ein found that one of the behemoths is a korban that it came from a Jewish farmer from upstate New York, and this is a b'chor behemot Torah. There are Jewish farmers in upstate New York, and not all of them know that they have to sell. In the western part of the United States, there are more Jewish farmers than over here. But even in our part of the world also, there are Jewish farmers, and they don't know that some of them know. A lot of them don't know that they're supposed to sell the behemah mevakeres. And if they don't sell, if they don't make a shut for sakum on the animal that's about to give birth for the first time, it gives birth to a zachar, to a male vlad, then that vlad is kodesh b'kedushas b'chor behemot Torah. It'll be an isa shchut echutz. It'll be an isa koris to shecht echutz la migdash. So let's say the shecher is shechting one behem, another behem, another behem, and then it turns out that one of the behemoths that he shechted, he thought he shechting a behem, but lost the chesed, he shechted a carbon, chutz la migdash. He didn't. B'shoigeg, if you shecht a carbon chutz la beis amigdash, the punishment is koris. So if a person knows that it's a carbon, but he thought, he's going to shecht it in Barapag, and shecht it in Flatbush, and Mokka Mekudosh, shechten in a chveis in a very Bnei Brak, what could be so bad? It's not so bad. So if he knows that he's shechting a carbon chutz la beis amigdash, he wasn't aware that it's an averi, he thought that it's okay to do it, that's called b'shoigeg. But if the God doesn't even realize that it's a carbon, he thinks he's shechting a behemas chum, lots of chutz, that it's a behemas kotchim, that he's doing shchut chutz, that's called mesasik. So Taisa gives that as a marshal of mesasik in the Mems, Taisa says before. So whenever the nature of the aver is such that you need a maisa aver, b'kum v'yaseh, so the pula that I did is considered kila nasis me'leha, I didn't do it. But here by Bal Yirah by Matzeh, how does one violate Bal Yirah by Matzeh? Only if you buy chametz b'pesach? No. If I have my cookies, I leave my cookies in the kitchen. So if Bal Yirah by Matzeh can be violated b'shevi al taseh, you don't have to have any pu'ula, you don't have to have any yasiyah. The avera is just the possession of the chametz. So what are you going to say? When he's not aware of the fact that he possesses cookies in his house, that he possesses macaroni, so it's considered as if it happened by itself, but there's nothing that you have to do. What are you going to say? It's considered as if he doesn't own the chametz. No, he does own the chametz, 100%. The chametz is his. He just wasn't aware of it. So you can't say that mesasek, that's what the Mekor Chaim answered, you can't say that mesasek is considered kilo nasis meila. There's no need for any asiyah. You don't need a pool over here. So that's what the Mekor Chaim says, that mesasek is not farechent at all as a maisa avera. So that's what he poses as a kasha. So how can you say chometz all about Pesach is awesome at the Rabbanon, a penalty? Fine, good, kontra shov got amazing. Naniach kontra shov got amazing. How can you have a penalty on a mesasek? His mom is not an avera at all. So he says the teretz is that mesasek by the avera, which can be violated by shev altasa, the whole part of mesasek doesn't fit in. You can't say that it's kilo nasis mele. There's no asiyah necessary. So of course he's in violation b'shoigeg, and it's a regular kontra shov got amazing. Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuvas sent a letter to the, has in the collection of Tshuvas, sent a letter to the Nesivas. He didn't appreciate that Shtigl Terah. He thought that the whole Kasha was a mistake, and he says, Ma'adach, you're telling me that Mesasik doesn't count as an Avera at all, by an Avera that needs a Maisis, but Avera that is a Sheva Altasa. So for sure it should not be Farechent as an Avera. That's Rabbi Kiveger's Tainus. He says he holds the whole Shtigl Terah as a mistake, that Mesasik, it doesn't say in the Gemara, Misasek is not a Maisa Aver. It says in the Gemara that Misasek, you don't bring a Chatos. A Chatos Kvua, he tells. You don't bring a Chatos Kvua. He thinks by a Chatos Elabiyur, Rabbi Kivega, our Mishnais has also the Shtikl Torah. By a Chatos Elabiyur, he thinks that you would bring. A person is Nichnas into the Beis HaMikdosh in a state of Tumah B'Shoigeg. So the Gemara has cases, Hela Mikdosh, he didn't realize that this is the Beis HaMikdosh. If he didn't realize that he's Tomei and he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, Nunu, he walked in, he knows he walked into the Beis HaMikdash. So that, he forgot that he was Tomei, so that's B'shege. But if he didn't realize that he's entering into the Beis HaMikdash, that should be Mesasek. That's like a person shechting the Behemi, he thought that it's Behemoth Chulin, he wasn't aware that it's Behemoth Kotchen. That's taken an example of Mesasek. So a person walks into a building thinking that it's a museum and it turns out to be the Beis HaMikdash. He knows he's in a state of tumah. Why shouldn't that be Mesasek? That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. So a lot of Acharonim work hard, the stipend and others give to Rutsim for many generations already to try to figure out why it's not Misasik. Rabbi Kivega says, no, it is Misasik. Rabbi Kivega just says that the Pasik that says Misasik, you're not Chayv Chatos, state no by Chatos Kvua. It says by regular Chatos, it doesn't say by Chatos Olaviyori. So by Tumas, Migdush, because Vega, and that's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, engaged him to be the top Magid Shia, to be the top Rosh. Rabbi Chanan had his own yeshiva in Baranovich. So he engaged the Tzemach David to be the top Rosh Yeshiva, sight unseen. He never met him, he just saw a sefer, Tzemach David, and he took him based on that sefer. So when he came to the yeshiva, he was very disappointed. First of all, he was single. He didn't realize he was a bachur. He thought, a guy put out such a sefer, must be a zokin of Yosef Yeshiva, must be already married with grandchildren. He was a single guy. And then number two, he was a terrible stutterer. And the Talmidim couldn't understand one word. It took him a whole year till he understood what he was talking about. And then he had a shayla. He wanted to, the Rabbi Chanan wanted to back out. He wanted to. Yosef Yeshiva, must be already married with grandchildren. He was a single guy. And then number two, he was a terrible stutterer. And the Talmidim couldn't understand one word. It took him a whole year till he understood what he was talking about. And then he had a shayla. Rabbi Chanan wanted to back out. He wanted to. The stuttering didn't straighten out. The Talmidim said it took around a year till he understood what he was talking about. He was a super genius. Now later, he died in the middle of the war. He died in Siberia. Many other survivors, he died. He didn't want to eat the tray for food. They gave him tray for food. He said it's muta pikuach nefesh, and he just couldn't. He didn't want to eat, so he died from malnutrition. In Siberia. Anyway, so the first sefer that he put out is called the Tzemach David. Then he put out other swarm, Mikdash David. Gemaldig swarm. So in the Tzemach David, he has this Ha'orah, and this dispute between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Nesivas, what's the nature of the din of Misasik, whether Misasik means that it's considered as if there's no Maisa Aver at all, Kilo Nasis Meileho, or Misasik means. the stuttering didn't straighten out. The Talmidim said it took around a year till he understood what he was talking about. He was a super genius. Now later, he died in the middle of the war. He died in Siberia. Many other survivors, he died. He didn't want to eat the tray for food. He told the game tray for food. He said it's mutter pikuach nefesh, and he just couldn't. He didn't want to eat, so he died from malnutrition in Siberia. Anyway, so the first sefer that he put out is called the Tzemach David. Then he put out other svarim, Mikdash David, Gemaldik svarim. So in the Tzemach David, he has this ha'ore, and this dispute between Rebbe Akiva Eger and the Nesivas, what's the nature of the din of Misasik, whether Misasik means that it's considered as if there's no Maisa Aveira at all, Kilo Nasis Me'ileho, or Misasik means, just up to from Chattas Kvua, you're not Chayv Chattas. So the Tzemach David brings a raya from a Rambam. Rambam quotes the Gemara in Krisis, Amar Shmuel, Misasik is only potter by Shabbos, but by Chalov Marais Chayiv Shekein Nehena. It means, let's say a person goes to a kosher restaurant and he eats food and he thought that it was kosher food. And then after he finishes eating and benching, then the waiter runs out and he says, you made a mistake, we gave you Chayla B'dam. So he didn't realize what it was. So that should be an example of Misasik. So the din should have been that Misasik B'chalovim is not Chayv Achata. So Shmuel says, no, since Shekein Nehena, since he enjoyed eating the meal, so the halacha says Misasik is Chayv Chatas. Or the Rambam quotes Ba'arayis. Let's say a man came home and he thought that this was his wife, and then it finds out that it's someone else's wife. So he was in violation of Bo'alayishis, but he thought it was a different person. He thought it was his wife, turned out to be a sister or something like that. So in such a case, that would be a case of Misasik, because Mamish Misasik, he thought it was a different person, and he did the Aveira with this object, and then it turns out that it was a mistaken identity. So in such a case, Misasik should have said that you bought it from a chatos. So that's what Shmuel says. These are the two exceptions to the rule. Halom harayis chayev, shekein nehenet. So the Rama quotes this din towards the beginning of Hilchas Yisuri Biya. So the Rama says, Misasik, b'chalovim u'barayis, barayis is chayev. He says, whether it's chayvi krisis, or it's chayvi lavin, or it's shniyos. Chayvi krisis, yechayv kores, abo al eshishish, bo al anida, Boalimo, Boabito, Chaybi Lavin, okay, Koin Bigrusha, and Shnias Larais, Shlomo HaMelech was Goizin, not allowed to marry a grandmother, a whole bunch of relatives who are Mutam and Atorah, and also the Rabban. So Bishnias also the din is that Misasik is Chay. So the Ravid writes on the side of the Rambam, Misasik by Chaybi Krisis, I understand. What are you Chay by Misasik? It's Chay Bechatos. You're only Chay Bechatos if you did an Aver B'Shogi, which if you would have done that Aver B'Mezid, you would have been Chay B'Kores. So we do the Aver B'Shogig Yechayv Chatas. But by Chayv Elavin, the whole discussion is whether Yechayv Malkus or not. So Malkus you're not going to give, the guy's B'Shogig. It's B'Shogig, you can't give Malkus. Shnias, there isn't even Malkus. What does Malkus Mardis? What are you going to say? Misasik is Chayv Malkus Mardis. It can't be Chayv Malkus Mardis. He did a B'Shogig. So the Ravid is Masik, there must be a mistake here. How can the Rambam say that Misasik is Chayv Barayis? Whether it's Chayvi Krisis or Chayvi Lavin or Shniyos, it doesn't make any sense. A paralytical line in the Rambam doesn't make any sense. So the Kesef Mishneh comes to defend the Rambam from the Hasavas Haravi. So he says, what the Rambam meant to say was that normally when a person does an Aver B'Misasek, it doesn't count as an Aver at all. He doesn't fully say the whole sentence, but that's what he sounds like. Normally when a person does any other Aver, let's say, Doshchut Echutz, Taisus Moshe. He does Shkutuchutz bin Misasek, or any Aver, he does bin Misasek, Shabbos, he's Machal Shabbos bin Misasek, opens up the door and he didn't realize it by opening up the door. The lights go on, so he doesn't even have to do tshuva. Here the Rambam says, Misasek Barayis Chayiv, not always Chayiv Chatas. If it's Chayiv Krisis, he'll be Chayiv Chatas. If it's Chayiv Lavin, or if it's Shnias Larayis, he won't be Chayiv Chatas. It's not Dovish has done a chorus, he can't be Chayiv Chatas. But it'll be Chayiv to do tshuva. Because Misasik Barayis is Farechant as a Maisaver. Unlike Kola Terakula, that Misasik is not considered a Maisaver at all, Misasik Barayis is a Maisaver. So depending on what the instance will be, if it'll be Misasik by Chayv Krisis, it'll be Chayv Achatas. If it'll be Misasik by Chayv Laban and by Shnias, it'll be Chayv to do tshuva. That's what the Kes Mishneh writes very briefly to defend the Ram. So the Tzemach David picks up that Kes Mishneh, he just fills out the sentence. So he says, what's it take us up, the Kes Mishneh? The Kes Mishneh said that in Kol HaTorah Kula outside of Arayis, Misasek is not Farechent as an Aver at all. You don't have to do any tshuva. So he said that's what the Nesiva said against Rabbi Kivegi. He doesn't always come to defend Rabbi Kivegi. The Tzemach David just discusses the issues that appear in the tshuva of Rabbi Kivegi. It's not his responsibility just because it's a Zelta Zayda. It's not Mechayiv to defend him. So over here he says, you see, the Kesem Mishnah Getaitched in the Rambam, that Misasik and Kola Terakula is Pata means not just the Ptur of Mechatas Kavua. Means it's not Farechent as an Aveir at all. Unless it's Arayis, then it is called an Aveir Shekenem. So you see Arayis to the Nesib. That's what the Tzemach David brings about. That's what Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that. And they have an Ekshiurim of Rav Elvola on Kotshim, on Krisis. So they quote, Rav Elvola said this Raya, and he said, Kamadumali, that he saw the Raya in a Sefer. They must have seen it. Tzemach David, someone must have saw it in the Sefer. Tzemach David, that brings this Raya from the Ramah. The problem, just Derech Agav, the problem with this Shtikl Torah is the following. The Gemara has Omar Shmuel. The Gemara increases Daf Yitzchak by quote Shmuel. And Shmuel makes two statements which seem to contradict each other. Omar Shmuel, Misasik b'Shabbos Potter, because Malechas Machsheves Asra Torah. If a person opens up the door and he didn't realize that by opening up the door the lights are going to go on and he didn't Malach Havar, opening the door is Mutta. He didn't realize the lights are going to go on. So the Gemara says it's not Chayv Chatas. Why? So he says a Shabbos Diketam. He says Malechas Machsheves Asra Torah. It's a special Shabbos Dika reason why you put it, because of a lack of Malachas Mashem. So it sounds like Misasik and Kola Terakula would be Chai V'chattas. Only in Hilchos Shabbos you put it from Chattas. Then Shmuel, the same Shmuel, continues to say, Misasik B'chalav Marayis Chai V'shikei Nehenah. He needs a new reason why you Chai V'chalav Marayis Shikei Nehenah. And what if it will be Shchut Echutz? Tais gave the example, Misasik B'shchut Echutz. You don't apply Malachas Machshavis to Shchut Echutz. You don't have the special reason to say Potter. You can't say Shekein Ha'ene. The nature of the Aver of Shchut Echutz has nothing to do with Hanoah. By Gili Arayis and by Macholas Hasuris, the nature of the Aver is such, it has to do with Hanoah. So there you can say Chayev Shekein Ha'ene. What are you going to say by Shchut Echutz? So what's the story with Shmuel's member? The two halves of Taisa says the Kasha and every other Mesichta. The two members of Shmuel contradict each other. He says on the one hand, he says Mesasek is only Potter on Shabbos, a Shabbos Dika Gzeris HaKosav Apturim Lachs Machshavis HaSvetur. But in the other 612 mitzvahs, there won't be a Ptura Misasik. Then he says, but the two cases, Bias Asuras and Macholas Asuras, that Misasik is Chayv Shekein Nehenah. And what about the other 610 mitzvahs? From the 613 mitzvahs, he took care of three. He says, Shabbos is Potter, and Macholas Asuras and Bias Asuras is Chayv. And what's with everything else? So, if in Kol HaTarkul Misasik is Potter, so what does he need a special Pasuk Melech Smachshavis by Shabbos? And if in Kol HaTarkulim Misasik is Chayv, what do you need a new reason by Chalav Marayis? Shekein Ha'ana. What do you need Shekein Ha'ana? So, Misasik is always Chayv. It's only Potter Mashamas. Astira Min Ha'ibay. So Taisus develops a whole fantastic interpretation. Taisus looks at the Tzvei Alochas of Misasik. One is a din in Kol HaTarkulim, one is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Taisus works it out very well. So that's the way we usually, that's our regular orientation. We always think in terms of the Taisus. That's the whole kasha that the Rebbe Kiveger with the Nesivas were working on. The Faremfer was on the assumption that Misasik is a din of Kol HaTarakula. Misasik is not called an Aveir on Kol HaTarakula. So that was the premise of the Mekor Chaim. Rabbi Kiveger disagreed. It's only a Ptur from Chattas Kavua. He says it doesn't mean it's not an Aveir at all. Rav Lezer Shach points out in the Sefer that he was surprised. He says that one of the Talmidim, tell Europe, Shmuel Deutsch, he's now a Rebbe in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Talmud Chacham. So he says that one of the Talmidim, one of the Eluim from Bnei Brak, pointed out to him. He says he was shocked out of his wits that the Rambam says Beferish, both in the Pirush HaMishnayos, increases on Daf Yutes, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, that the din of Misasik Potter is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Does not apply to Kol HaTarakula. It's only Potter in Shabbos, Malachas Mashabbos HaSatar. Why did Shmuel have to give the reason Chalam Arash Chayv Shkein Nehena? Lavdavke. It's Lavdavke Chalam Arash. Misasik is Chayv Chatos and all other Chayv increases also. There's no, he doesn't hold like Taisus Teretz Adot Svei Dinam HaMisasik. He's not Gurus the whole Shtikal Torah of the Taisus. The Rambam holds it. The whole Dinam HaMisasik is only a Din in Hilchos Shabbos that you put. So this, what I'm going to continue to say is not going to be according to the Rambam. So Rav Soloveitchik was assuming the way we always assume, that the Din HaMisasik is a Din of Kol HaTarakula. That's where Rav Shach writes. He was shocked out of his wits. The Bacha showed him that it says the Beferish like that in the Rambam. In the Meiri in Sanhedrin, another place, Meiri always follows the Rambam. The Meiri picked up the Rambam. Meiri always writes, Misasik is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, doesn't apply in Kol HaTarakula. Meiri always follows the Rambam, usually follows the Rambam. Rarely that he disagrees with the Rambam. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say like this. He said, you see, from that Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yisuri Biyo, from that Kesem Mishnah, from the Tzemach David's Kesem Mishnah, you see that the Mekor Chaim is right, that the Nesivis is right, that the Mesasik and Kol HaTarkula Heis Bechonish Ken Mais Aver. The Mais Aver doesn't relate to me, Kila Nasis Mela. What's Heis Mesasik? He does a Pu'ula HaMuteris, and he doesn't even realize Bechlal that it may turn out to be a Pu'ula Asur. He opens the door, it turns out that the lights went on Shabbos. He didn't expect that at all. He didn't know at all. So that's called Nisasik and Ekola Tarkula. That's not considered a Maizadeh Kila Nasis Meila. So now comes a Machlekes Rav Shimon Rav Yudin. So Rav Shimon holds that in every Dovashena Miskavin, I'm doing a Pula Hamuteris. I know in advance that it may or may not result in a Pula Asura. I know that it may happen, but I'm not interested in that. I don't care for the other Pula. So Rav Shimon holds that every Dov Shein and Miskavein is an extent. If you extend the din on Misasek, it turns out that it's Mutter. Misasek is not just the Ptur from Chattis Kvua like Rebbe Kevega learned. You learn like the Nesivis that Misasek is Heis Bechlalish Ken Maisa Aver. So it's Mutter. It's Mutter to do an Aver of the Misasek. How can you ever do an Aver of Misasek? You allowed to open up the door even though you know in advance that the lights may go on. That's not called Misasek. Misasek means he wasn't aware at all. So the whole sentence doesn't make sense to say Misasik is mutter lechatchila to do an aver b'misasik. Misasik by definition means you don't know what the results are going to turn out to be later on. But here you have the case where we allow you to do an aver b'misasik da'ainu. A davashen miskavin. So Rav Shimon holds that every davashen miskavin, I'm doing a pula on muteris. I'm moving furniture which is mutter to move furniture on Shabbat. Not moving all day long furniture. That's an isa tirche. It's a different isa. Doing one piece of furniture. L'man yanuch will be a violation. L'man yanuch if he moves furniture all day long. Just he moves up couch from here to here in order to sit down. So there's no iser at all. And he knows in advance that it may or may not result in asiyas charitz, which is a malacha. So since he may or may not result, if it's a psikration, so he's mamish making a charitz. He doesn't know if it's going to happen, and he's not interested. So that's what Rav Shimon holds. That the dov sheinim is kavein is called mesasik, and that's why it's mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda Tainis, no. The only time it's called Misasik is if he doesn't know at all what's in store. He doesn't have the foggiest notion that anything may happen. But if he knows in advance that it may turn out that it'll result in the Pula Asura, that's not called Misasik. Rabbi Yehuda, we can understand. The shot is, why does Rabbi Yehuda machmir even on a Derabbanan? Why shouldn't you say Safik Derabbanan Lekula? So that the Chazanish works on that. That kasha we still didn't answer. Why shouldn't you say, if the worst they can turn out to be an Isa deraisa, Safik deraisa l'chumr. If the worst they can be will be a derabbanu, Safik derabbanu l'kula. So the Safik derabbanu l'kula, Chazanish works on that. He gives up as a difficult suggestion. Well, why don't you say Safik deraisa l'chumr? So that, Rav Soloveitchik explained, that it's an extension of the din of Misasik. But again, this is only Nitan Leheyomer. The din of Dovashen Miskaben Muta, Lerab Shimon, the Gemara says Dovashen Miskaben is Muta by wearing shatnas. We spoke a little bit last week. Doshem is covered in muta by Hanor from Basa B'cholo. I walk in the street. When I walk from the yeshiva home, so one shortcut to get home is I pass by a place where the cooking Basa, I assume the cooking Basa B'cholo all the time. So when you pass by, you smell the Basa B'cholo. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, so sometimes it smells good and sometimes it doesn't smell good. So when it smells good, you have anor from it. So you're not allowed to get anor from Basa B'cholim. So the Gemara says, if it's E'efshar, V'loi Kamechavin, a whole sugim psochim in the second paragraph, around that cafe or so. So if that's the shortest way. I'm not walking there bedafke in order to smell the tray for Basa B'cholim. That's the shortest way home. That's the easiest way to go home. So it's E'efshar. I mean, that's the easiest way to go. V'loi Kamechavin, I'm not really interested in smell. Rather, what happens is, every time I pass by, and I start smelling it, so I remind myself, oh yeah, I should have walked the other way because there's Basa B'cholim. I'm not even paying attention. Until you pass by, and there's always the smell of the food that they're frying inside always comes out outside. So that's, so Rav Shimon Shita, the Dov Sheinim is Kavan is Mutter, is a din in Kol HaTerakuta. The Gemara talks about Dov Sheinim is Kavan about getting Hano from Basa B'cholim, and talks about the wearing Kilayim. Dov Sheinim is Kavan is Mutter in Mechabe, Shal Gavi HaMizbeach. All the Shasaloi says, every case of an Averi can have a case of Dov Sheinim is Kavan. So if you say that the din of Misasik is Mutter, is only a din in Hilchas Shabbos, if the Rambam and the Meiri hold that it's on, the Rambam is Beferish, the Rambam and the Meiri are Beferish like that. It's only a din in Hilchas Shabbos, but the din of Dov Sheinim is Kavan Mutter is a Mutter in Kol HaTarakula. So you can't say that Dov Sheinim is Kavan is Geboit of Misasik. Misasik is only a din in Hilchas Shabbos, it doesn't apply in Kol HaTarakula. So you have to say it a little differently, you have to word it a little different. Taisus works on it over here. Taisus over here, and the Taisus we are Rosh in the first Perik in Ksubis. They do mention this svara that Rav Soloveitchik had. It's an extension of the Sasek. They don't bring it out so explicitly. It's another Shem say. Another Shem say, no, it's not going to explain all the cases, so they give a different word. So that's the famous Machloikas Reb Shimon Reb Yudim. What's the din of Dovshein and Miskavein in Kolatar Kulav, what the Mutter or Rasa? We pass like Reb Shimon, Dovshein and Miskavein is Mutter, and Kolatar Kulav, unless it's going to be a psikresh. Then last week we started also the topic of the Gemara, it has everything in it. The topic of Malochash Ein Sricha Lagufa, that's on the top line, on Daf Pehei Omer Aleph. That's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Dovshein and Miskavein is a topic in Shas, and every Machabe Eishal Gabi HaMizbeach. There's a discussion of Dovashen Miskabin and carrying shatnas on the back, wearing shatnas, Dovashen Miskabin. And here the topic of Malochashin Svicha Lagufa, Tosis points out in the first paragraph in my cut, we just mentioned, that doesn't even apply to Shemitah when you're talking about Malacha Sakark. Even though it's a topic of Malacha, that's the wrong kind of Malacha. Malochashin Svicha Lagufa is only a topic that's relevant to Malacha Shabbos and Malacha Siyantah. So what's the Machlaikis? What is the case? What's a dogma? What's a tzir of Malochashin Svicha Lagufa? That there's going to be a machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, and what are they fighting about? So Rashi has one description, and there's a gigantic Taisus in Shabbos, but Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and they give so many marmakomas, they give around 10 gemaras, one after the other, and they explain everything, you get the impression as if Taisus demolished Rashi Shita, and then you look in the Magen Avraham, he says, but Rabbi Rishonim hold like Rashi, even though it's such a gigantic Taisus, and Daf Sarik Dalla Namar Alev in Shabbos. Many Rishonim agree, the Rambam and many other Rishonim agree with the Balamor. Many Rishonim agree with Rashi. So Rashi gives you the following description. Rashi describes the Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa, the background is the following. Everybody agrees that there's a din in Malacha Shabbos that call him a Kalkul and Ptur. There's a Mishnah Shabbos on Dav Kufayim and Beis, I think. Dav Kufayim and Beis. That call him a Kalkul and Ptur. How do you know that you have to be Dafke Misakin if you Mekalkul Yipot? The Gemara says it learned that in the Pasuk Malachas Mashevis. That's the Gemara in the first Perek in Chagiga and many other places. If you do a Malach on Shabbos and Yontif, Boif and Shul Kilkul, so you're not Chayiv, but not Torah, it's also with the Rabbanon, Kedei Lahashva Shabbos L'Shar Kolot Torah Kulo. But on the level of the Reis, the Mekalkul is Potter Amutter, and it's also with the Rabbanon. So, in order to be chayv, and not just that mekalkal is potter, in order to be chayv, it has to be mesakin. What if it's neither mesakin nor mekalkal? Then it's not going to be awesome in atar. It'll only be awesome in rabban. In order to be a malacha, it has to be a malacha as mashavis as atara. You have to do the malacha of an oifen of a tikkun. Vos heist that tikkun. So Rashi has the following case. What if you have, let's say the house is on fire, wooden house is on fire, it's burning down. So you just stand by, the whole house will burn down. So the fellow takes buckets of water, he takes a hose, and he puts out his mechabes aish. He puts out the flame. He did kibbutz. Kibbutz is one of the 39 offices of Malachas on Shabbos. Was he misakin anything? Well, on the one hand, the house just started to burn down. If he would just sit there, the whole house would burn down. Like this, of course he was misakin. He saved 95% of the house. Only 5% of the house is ruined. He just has to rebuild 5%. He doesn't have to rebuild the other 95% of the house. On the other hand, he didn't do a positive tikkun. The house was there from before. He didn't improve the situation, didn't make it better than it was before. In a certain sense, he did improve it because the house is on fire. So he's in a bad situation, which is turning from bad to worse. By itself, it's going to get worse. Unless you intervene, you need to do something. So by doing a malacha, he stopped the situation from getting worse. So Rashi learns that's the machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. All the cases in the Gemara, Rashi learns that's what it is. You have a bad situation that's getting worse. Ritzon Eloha Yabalov, he would have wanted not to be in such a predicament. But under the circumstances, he was stuck. So he did a malacha to prevent it from getting worse. Did he improve the situation? He improved it, a negative improvement, that it didn't get worse. But it's not a positive improvement. So that's the machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. Sudas heis misakin. Sunish. It's not called Mekalkal, that's for sure. It's not called Mekalkal. But it's not enough. You can't say it's a Malacha because it's not Mekalkal. In order to be considered a Nisa Malacha Min HaTorah, it has to be Mesakin. You have to improve the situation. So Rabbi Yudah says, no, you improved it. The whole house was going to burn down, and you made it better. Or the Gemara has another case, a Zabye to the Kishalo. He has things coming out of his body. He's going to make all of his clothes dirty. So he carries a lining in his clothing in order that the begotten shouldn't get all dirty, shouldn't get all stained. So did he make the clothing? Did he make the clothing better than before? No. But if he wouldn't have carried this lining in the clothing would have gotten stained. So now he protected the clothing. He prevented the hefsid from occurring. So it's a negative tikkun, but it's not. He didn't improve the situation. Not better than it was before. So that's a machlekes. That's on Daf Yudalef and Shabbos. That's another machlekes of Yudalef Shimon. So Rashi interprets all the cases in the Gemara. That's the nekudas of machlekes of Shimon and Yudalef. They both agree that you need mesakin. And not only is mekalkel potter, even if it's not mesakin, not mekalkel, you're also not chayiv. The only time it's in Nisan Malachim and Atari is if you have tikkun. But the machlekes is this called mesakin or not? That's Rashi Shita. So Taisvis rips Rashi apart from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, on the last line, on Peidalan Mabesa, the top line, Peheimad Allah, so the Gemara says, Reb Shimon holds an unusual opinion that Mekalkel is chayyid by two malachas. By all the 39 malachas, you need Mesakin except for two. 37 malachas need Mesakin, and two of them, Choybul and Mavir, don't need Mesakin. Even Mekalkel is also chayyid. And nonetheless, even though Mekalkel is chayyid, you don't need Mesakin, but nonetheless, you need Tzricha Legufo. So Tosfos says, how can that be? But according to Rashi's interpretation, the whole machlekes of Shimon Rav Yudah regarding Malachas Shein Tzvicha Leguf as machlekes are prat within the din of Mesakein. You're only chayv, it's only a Malachas Deraisa if you do it in a noif and a Mesakein. So what if the tikkun is a negative tikkun? What if it's a tikkun, you prevented it from getting worse, but you didn't improve, you didn't make it better than it was before. So that's a machlekes, is that called Mesakein or not? But if you tell me according to Rav Shimon, Mekalkel is chayiv. Mekalkel v'chayiv l'marv is chayiv. So what do you need Tzvicha L'gufa for? Tzvicha L'gufa is only a prak within Mesakin. Is it considered Tzura Seis Mesakin? So it says Nish Mesakin. So our Gemara is beferish against Rashi's understanding of the whole concept, the whole definition of Melocha Shein Tzvicha L'gufa. That's what Taisus says. And every other Mesich, the Taisus has this. And they demolish Rashi's sheep. It's against our Gemara. Then Taisus has interesting in Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Hem and Aleph and Shabbos, Taisus demolishes the Rashi, but they say, but there is a Gemara in Chagige, and Daf Yud in Chagige, the Gemara says like Rashi. What does it say like Rashi? That the Machlekes of Shimon Rav Yud, Malachas Shein Tzvicha L'gufa, is based on the Pasuk, Malachas Machsheves Osater. So Taisus claims that even though this Gemara is against Rashi, so the Gemara Faker, Rashi was basing his sheet on the Gemara Chagige. Why do you look in the Gemara Chagige? Taisus is defending Rashi. Look at the Gemara Chagiga, there is no such Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, so Chayfil Guma Venasach El Lafor. The Gemara says, Yepata, because Makalkel. If it's Babai, he says Makalkel. If Basada is Makalkel. The Gemara says, why is Makalkel Pata? Because Malachas Machshavis has a Torah. The Gemara doesn't say that Malachas Machshavis is the Mokka for Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. The simple reading of the Gemara, Malachas Machshavis is the Mokka for Makalkel. So the Pashtus is that the Gemara Chagiga doesn't even support Rashi. You have this Gemara is beferish against Rashi. And we don't have any Gemara like Rashi. But Taisa says, no, Taisa says, that's how they read the Gemara Chagiga. They think the Gemara Chagiga supports Rashi, that Reb Shimon Shita, Malachas Shein Tzvicha L'gufa, is not an Issa Deraisa, is based on the Pasuk Malachas Machshavis. That's where they read the Gemara. And they understood that it's a Stiris HaSugis, that the Sugi in Sanhedrin is against Rashi, and the Sugi in Chagiga supports Rashi. But Taisa is not happy with the, Taisa doesn't like that Gemara Chagiga. Taisa thinks that all the Gemaras, where they discuss Malachas Shein Tzvicha L'gufa, they think all the Gemaras work with our Gemara. The Hainu, that these are two unrelated topics. Mekalkel is one din, and Malachas Shein Tzvicha L'gufa is a different din, and have nothing to do with each other. Malachas Shein Tzvicha L'gufa is not a detailed machlekes within Mesakein, whether that's called Mesakanat. So what is the topic of Malachas Shein Tzvicha L'gufa? So Taisa gives a totally different definition. They say it's not at all based on the topic, not at all based on the concept of Malachas Machshavas as the Torah, as the Muchach and Agimara, even by Choygul and Mavir, when Mekalkel is Chayiv, he still, the Gemara says, you have to have Malachas Tzvicha L'gufa. So they say it's a different word, that since you're learning out all the Malachas from the Mishkan, so it has to be Dumi the Mishkan. Malachas Machshavas also because it has to be Dumi the Mishkan. But it's a different, a slightly different word, the word of Malachas Machshavas. And Malachas Machshavas doesn't apply, according to Reb Shimon, Malachas Machshavas doesn't apply to Chayvul Amavir. That's the Gemara increases. And the last line on Pehigdalar on the base, the last line on the bottom Taisus, the quote of Gemara increases. Leave alone the case of Tinoikas. The case of Tinoikas is the Mishnah in Reb Lezer the Milo. The two babies, one needs a bris on Sunday, one needs a bris on Shabbos, one needs a bris on Friday, one needs a bris on Shabbos. The Moel mixed up the babies and he did the wrong Milo. on Shabbos. And there was no hetter to din chal Shabbos to do that. It wasn't the meal of his mana. So there's a discussion in the Mishnah is what the din is. Is he chayv chatas? Is machal Shabbos? The moil was machal Shabbos b'shoigeg. So the Gemara has an expression there. It's what's the malacha chabura? Oisa chabura. So Rav Shimon's shita is chayv l'mavir. One who does a chabura, some kind of malacha or another. One who does chabura or one who does havara. He burns something on Shabbos. Rav Shimon holds mekalkal is chayv l'mavir. So the Gemara says since Rav Shimon holds mekalkal is chayv l'mavir, what does that show? The kalkal is usually potter because of a lack of malachas machsheves. So Reb Shimon holds you only need misakin by 37 malachas. By two malachas, chavul maver. You don't need misakin. Means that by these two malachas, there's no need for malachas machsheves. So if you don't need malachas machsheves, so misasik will also be chayv. Because the whole reason why misasik is not chayv on Shabbos, or mashmur, misasik potter b'shabbos, malachas machsheves also there. So the Gemara says, any din that's based on malachas, any din in Hilchah Shabbos based on malachas machsheves, will not apply to Chayv Lamaver according to Reb Shimon, because he holds the Mekalkalus Chayv. And nonetheless, the Gemara says by Yos, the last line on Pei Dal, the top line on Pei Hei, the Malach Hashem Tzvich HaLagufa is Potter even on Shabbos, even on Chayv Lamaver, even though Reb Shimon holds that you don't need Malach HaMachshevis, and you don't need Mesakin, and still, Malach Hashem Tzvich HaLagufa is going to be Potter. Why? So Taisa says, you see from our Gemara B'Ferish, that Ein Tzvich HaLagufa is not an aspect, clearly not a function of Mesakin, and it's not at all an aspect of Malachas Machsheves. It has nothing to do at all with Malachas Machsheves. Even if it wouldn't have been an aspect of Misakein, if it would have been based on the Pasuk Malachas Machsheves, it would also not apply to Chavul Mav. They say, you see from Agamara, it's based on a different Pasuk. It means Dumi the Mishkan. What's Dumi the Mishkan? What is the definition of Ein Tzvich LeGufa? So Taisus, and the long Taisus in Shabbos, gives a totally different definition. They say, in every Malacha in the Mishkan, had a hefta shal malacha. The malacha was done for a certain purpose. Let's say they were kotzer. They had to plant certain vegetables in order to get the pigments, in order to get the dye, to dye the curtains, the ureas in the Beis Hamikdash. So and they had to shecht animals in order to use the skins of the animals. And every malacha that they did, chorish, zareya, kotzer, dosh, mam, all the 39 malachas, they did a malacha for a certain purpose. So every malacha has a hefta shal malacha. What is the accomplishment? What is the result that you are interested in the days of the Mishkan? Why did they do that malacha? So Tosfos learns, that's Reb Shimon Shita. If you do a malacha for the same tachlis that it was done in the Mishkan, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were making the Mishkan, all the 39 malachas were necessary for Asiyas HaMishkan. So if you do it for the same tachlis, then haste some malacha. If you do it for different tachlis, it's not by definition, it's not called malacha, not because it's not misakein. Nothing to do with misakein. It could be that it is misakein, and it's still called Ein Tzvich LeGufa. Could be it's going to be Mekalkel. It could be Mekalkel, and it's still going to be a Tzvich LeGufa. These are not totally Zebizet. Could be Mesakein, and it's Ein Tzvich LeGufa. Could be it's Mekalkel, and it is Tzvich LeGufa. These are not totally Zebizet. So Tosfos says the whole word of Malacha Tzvich LeGufa is, and they go through many, many Gemaras, and they reinterpret all the Gemaras. Not like Rashi, that the situation is bad, and if you leave it by itself, it's going to get worse, and you're preventing it from getting worse. So Reb Shimon holds that that's not Misakin, Reb Yehuda holds that it is Misakin. No, nothing to do with it. It's not a function of Misakin. The question is, do the malachas have to be done for the same tachlis, for the same toyelis, for the same purpose that it was done in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? So Reb Shimon says, yeah, since you're learning after the Mishkan, it's a hasnishke malacha if it's done for a different purpose. And Reb Yehuda says, no, you just learn out from the Mishkan the list of the 39 malachas, what the purpose was. That's lo malav amar. It's irrelevant what the purpose was in days of Mishkan, what the purpose was that you're doing the malacha. As long as it's the same malacha, so it'll be an isa derais. That's how Tosfos understood. So Tosfos here on the bottom, they have in a few masechtas, they repeat this. So here on the bottom of Peidal on the base, they're talking in abstract. So they want to know, via does gimel, how is it possible, let's say, to say, by mavir, a person is going to burn something, is going to take wood and burn it. And you're going to say it's a case that Reb Shimon holds Mekalkal is Chayiv B'Choyv L'Mavir, Mekalkal is Chayiv, but it still has to be a Tzvich L'Gufa. How do you have a case of Mekalkal that's going to be Tzvich L'Gufa? If he's destroying something, so what is he getting Hanor from it? How's it going to be Tzvich L'Gufa? How is he using it? So Tosfos gives their Moshel. They give the same Moshel on Masechah Shabbos. Let's say he's burning logs that are Isuri Hanor. He's burning, let's say, Atzei Asher. He's burning Avodah Zorah logs. How can you have the Yisuri HaNor? Pasuk v'cholom, it can't be logs. Let's say he's burning logs that are atzei asher, agetchke, isuri hano. So Taisa says you're burning it. The whole thing is asabah no. So you can't say normally when a guy yechvesa burns logs, he's going to use the heat for something. He's going to cook. He's going to keep himself warm. But over here, since the thing is asabah no, so you can't say there's any misakin. The halacha says that misakin depends on the objective state of the case. If the case is one where it's isuri hanor, so how can you call that misakin? You can't get any hanor from that. So that's by definition not going to be called misakin. But tzvicha legufa will be. Tzvicha legufa is a test that's judged subjectively. If you personally are interested in getting hanor from isuri hanor, even though the halacha says you're not allowed to get hanor, the halacha says you're not allowed to get hanor, so it can't be called misakin. When you burn the logs in order to... Normally, when a person, let's say, burns logs to cook food or to keep warm, so Taisus can see that that's called misak and that's not called makak. But over here, the guy's burning isuri hanor, so the halacha says that it's not called misak. But it still is tzricha legufo if he personally plans to be nana from it, because the misakin is judged objectively, and tzricha legufo, tzarech is always a subject. The term tzarech means subjectively, what are you interested in? So if you're interested in getting hanor from the thing, even though the halacha forbids you from getting hanor, your subjective plan to use it, heis tzvicha legufa. That's what Taisus gives us a mashal. Where did they get this einfall from? That the din of misakin versus mekalkel is determined objectively. If it's also hanor, it's called mekalkel. But the concept of tzvicha legufa, tzorech, a tzorech means a personal tzorech, that's judged subjectively. Where did they get that einfall from? That's what I thought when we learned Shabbos, I must have mentioned. That's what I thought. They must have gotten the marker from the Gemara in Beitzah. In the first perek, the Gemara says like this. On Yontif, in today's Sedra, it says, you're not allowed to do malacha on Yontif unless Eichel Nefesh. What if the fellow's a character, he's cooking basa b'cholav on Yontif? He's cooking something that's also b'achilo, also b'anor. He can't feed it to the behemoth. He's cooking gidah nosha, the Gemara has a case, cooking basa b'cholav. So the Gemara says, it's not called Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh has to be kosher. Eichel Nefesh has to be for Jews. For Nochrim, there's no Eichel Nefesh. So if the guy's cooking food, which is asa b'achila, asa b'anor, the halacha does not consider it Eichel Nefesh. But he plans to eat it. Right or wrong, he does plan to eat it. So it is called tzorech hayom k'tzas. There is a tzorech, the word. The word tzorech, the terminology of tzorech means, like tzricha legufa. Tzorech means subjective tzorech. If you personally plan to use it, don't say tzorech. So that's a machleges b'sham and b'silo. On Yontif, is there only a heter to do Eichel Nefesh? Or is it even permissible to do Malach on Yontif? Well, it's Tzarech HaYom K'tzas. So according to this Hillel, that even Tzarech HaYom K'tzas is mutter, so it would be mutter, it wouldn't be, it would be mutter to cook the chazer on Yontif if you plan to eat it. It's not mutter to eat it. But you can't say that he's over Malach. He has a heter to do the Malach. He won't get malchus for cooking the chazer on Yontif. Kosaf, he planned to eat it. So it's called Tzarech HaYom K'tzas. But Bishamai deny the halacha of Tzarech HaYom K'tzas. They say the only heter that you have is Eichel Nefesh. You don't say, Mitoch Shutra, the Tzarech HaYom K'tzas, Utanam Shalot Tzarech HaYom K'tzas, as long as you have a Tzarech HaYom K'tzas. According to Bishamai, there's no heter Tzarech HaYom K'tzas. The only heter is Eichel Nefesh. This is treif. So if it's treif, it's not legitimate. It's not called Eichel Nefesh. But it can be called treif if you personally plan to eat it. So subjectively, that's determined subjectively. Is it Tzarech HaYom K'tzas? So Taisus says, that's a Gemara. That's how Taisus learned the Gemara. Rashi there doesn't learn the Gemara like that either. Rashi disagrees with the Taisus over there also. What's the word Tzarech HaYom K'tzas? He holds you don't need any Tzarech at all. Minatorah. The whole need for Tzarech HaYom K'tzas only with the Rabbanan. But this is all Taisus Lishitos and Suah and that Gemara in Beitza Adugma. That when you need official Eichel Nefesh, it has to be kosher. When you say, all you need is a Tzarech HaYom K'tzas, so the word Tzarech has the connotation of subjective. If I subjectively plan to eat it, don't say Tzarech HaYom K'tzas. So they carried that over here within their definition. That's the way they learn. That in order to be considered Meksakin as opposed to Mekalkel, that's determined by the halacha. If the thing is Yisuri HaNor, you can never in a million years call it Mesakin. It's also Banor. So how can you say it's any Mesakin? You can't get anything out of it. But is it a Malacha HaTzricha LeGufa? So the word Tzorech is judged subjectively. So if he subjectively plans to get hanor from this stuff that's asabano, what about care that it's asabano? He's going to eat it. He's going to use it for some purpose or another. So this tzricha leguf. So that's what Taisus explained. How is it possible to be at the same time the kalkel and tzricha? How can it be a malocha tzricha leguf if it's mekalkel? So they say, no, it's mekalkal because it's Yisuri Hano. But it's still Tzvicha Lagufa because he plans to get Hano from the Yisuri Hano. The one is judged subjectively and the one is judged objectively. These were the topics that the Gemara brought up. Then the Gemara starts on the second line from the top of Pehem. And Aleph, Bo, Minei, Rav Sheshes. Yes, the Shaila, Rav Sheshes. What's the din? There is a din. You're not allowed to curse anybody. So the Pasuk says, Loisa Kalacherish. Means you're not even allowed to curse a deaf person who can't hear that you're cursing him, doesn't even feel bad about it. I feel a cherish, you're not allowed. Not allowed to curse anybody. Then there's, so there's an Isa Mekal Chaveru. Ayisom, Mekal Yisro. Then there's an Isa Make Chaveru. The Pasuk says, even if the fellow deserves Malkus, Abraham Yakena Lo Yosef. You're not allowed to give an extra halakah. There's an Isa Mekalachaver, there's an Isa Makachaver. What if Bezin needs a Shliach Bezin to give somebody Malkus or to go pick someone up? He's Lot Sais Ledina. He doesn't want to come to a Din Torah. So they give authorization. The Bezin authorizes the Shliach Bezin to schlep the man into Bezin, even if it means you have to curse him. Sometimes if you start cursing, he'll come. Sometimes if you scream, it's enough. To scream to cause it, that it should be unpleasant is also an Isa Rainoaz Dvar. You're not allowed to irritate someone, you're not allowed to aggravate someone, but sometimes the Bezin authorizes the Shlech Bezin to go aggravate him, go burn down his jacket, give him a hot foot, punch him, beat him up, whatever, curse him, whatever is necessary. So the Gemara in the beginning of Elam Megalchon, in the first daf in Elam Megalchon, learns out from Sukkim in Ezra that there's a het of Shlech Bezin is permitted to be Makke Chaveira, to be Mekala Chaveira, when it's necessary, when we can get him to come to Bezin in a peaceful fashion. There's no hetter to do any of the above. But whenever it's necessary, Lohi Rasha, so the Bezin allows the Shliach Bezin to be Choyvel and to be Mazik, his property, and to be Mafkir, his property, whatever is necessary. So the Gemara has a Shaila here. Is the Bezin permitted to appoint as the Shliach Bezin the son of the man, that the son will have to curse his own father, or the son will have to beat up his own father in order to schlep him to come to Bezin, or in order to give him Mises Bezin. Let's say the father deserves Mises Bezin in some case. Are they allowed to appoint the son to give Malkus to the father, or to curse the father, or to do all of these things? And what's the issue in the Gemara? The assumption is that by a child with his parent, there's a double isim. There's an isim makeh chaveiro. There's an Isa Makov of Ima, there's an Isa Mekalal Chaveiro, and there's an Isa a Mekalal of Ima. There's two Isurim. So the Gemara is Mesupik, may be the heter of the Shliach Bezin, not Gemara in the beginning of Vela Megalchen. That the Shliach Bezin has all the heterim, Mutta Mekalal, Mutta Lahakas, Mutta Lahazik, Mutta Laharoi, all the heterim for the Shliach Bezin. The Gemara in Baba Kama talks about that, the heterim, the Gemara says, all discussion, Ovid in Nishdil Nafshe, Loy Ovid in Nishdil Nafshe. So Gemara has a case, an Eved, a Jew is an Eved Ivri, and he's Yotze B'Sheish, or he's Yotze B'Yovel, and he was living with the Shivcha Knainis, the Odon gave him a Shivcha Knainis, and he likes the Shivcha Knainis. He likes this Shivcha Knainis. Then he goes free at the end of Sheish, he's free to go get a job, and he comes back every night to the Shivcha Knainis. And the Odon said, hey, you're no longer an Eved Knaini. You're not allowed to be with the Shivcha Knainis. Special Heter, once not. So he says, go fly kite. He likes the Shilchak Tainis. So till, and the Bezin's on vacation. Whatever. Or the Bezin only convenes on Sheni Mechamishi. Whatever, they're out of town, whatever, there's a convention. So I let him sleep with the Shilchak Tainis, he's going to violate an Avera. So the Gemara says, La Frusha Mei Surah, in order to prevent the man from violating the Avera. So the Gemara says, everybody agrees, if it's necessary, that Ovid Inish, Dina L'Nafshe. You can act nasi. The Gemara of this Loshen is nasi siyodik shliach bezin. You have the right to act as if you are the shliach bezin. And the shliach bezin, we know, has all of these heterim. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Elam Megalchon. The shliach bezin is muta lahakoso, muta lakalalo, muta lahaziko, to destroy his property, muta lahorga sometimes. You have all the heterim. So here the Gemara has the suffix by the son doing all the things to the father. He's in violation of two Averas. Maybe the heter is only when you have to violate one Avera, of Mekal al Chaveiro, or Choyvel b'Chaveiro. But if it's Choyvel b'Aviv and Mekal al Aviv, maybe it's two Averas. For this Gemara, you see a raya to the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos is trying to figure out which are the Tayag Mitzvos. All the Rishonim, the Bahag, the Goyim, and the Rishonim, they all worked hard. And everybody disagreed with the other Shita. So the Rambam has, in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvah, he gives you the 14 Sharoshim, the 14 Klolim. the guiding principles that determine what belongs in the minyan, a mitzvah, what not. And he says, you don't count every prohibition of Shabbos as a separate loisess. You count one isa not to do malacha of Shabbos. You don't count it as 39 malachas. Even though the 39 malachas, and Yerushalmi says there are 39 toldos, each one of the 39 malachas, you're going to count it as 39 times 39. So you're not going to have any room for any other mitzvah. So the Rambam says, no, Shabbos is farechen, one loisess, not to do malacha of Shabbos. And one loisess, not to do malacha of Pesach. One loisess, not to do malacha of Shavuos. And maybe you should count one loisess and not to the malacha Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rashani, Yom Kippur, Shabbos. No, that much not. Pesach is separate, Shavuos is separate, Sukkot is separate, Shmini Atzeres is separate, and Shvi'i Shal Pesach is not separate, he says, because Shmini Atzeres is a regular B'fnei Atzmai, and Shvi'i Shal Pesach is not a regular B'fnei Atzmai. He gives you a whole cheshbon. How does he decide which counts as a separate mitzvah, which not? So the Rambam has a klal, Shorish Tes, one of the more famous Shoroshim. So Shorish Tes, in the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah, he says, if you have one pasuk, we learned that you have a pasuk lo sach lo al adam, and from the same pasuk we learned on daf samach gimel, and from the same pasuk you learn out six prohibitions, so you don't count it as six lavim. It's only one pasuk in the chumash, so it's counted once in the sefer mitzvah. You only counted once because sof kol sof is only one pasuk. So the Rambam himself violated his own klal in four cases. So two of the cases the Ramban is masagan. The Rambam says, the lav not to be mekala lo ve'ima is the exact same lav not to be mekala lo ve'ima, so los ekala cheresh. There isn't a separate pasuk. The Gemara says over here, the whole mocker for not to be mekala lo ve'ima is the pasuk los ekala cheresh. And the Rambam counts the same pasuk twice. A lav not to be mekala lo ve'ima and not to be mekala lo ve'ima. Then the lav not to be maka lo ve'ima, that the oynish is chenek, that's our perik, that's the same lav of lo yosef pen yosef. So the Rambam counts the lav twice, Shalola Hakos Adam Yisrael, and Shalola Hakos Aviv Yimai. So the Ramban asks, on the Rambam, he contradicted his own klolim. The Rambam wrote in Shorish Tes that if you have one pasuk and it contains many prohibitions, so you only count it once. Sof kol sof is only one pasuk. How come over here the Rambam counted it as two lav? Mishlam Melach points out that there are another two Rambams also, which the Ramban didn't point out. There are another two psukim that the Rambam counts twice also. Oh. So maybe you'll say because it's a different einish. The Ramban says maybe you say because it's a different einish. The maka aviv imo is misa. Maka odom mi Yisrael is only malchus a tashlum, and it's not misa. Maybe you say because there's a difference in einish, that's why he counted twice. So he says, but the Rambam himself disagreed with the halachas gedolos on that. The halachas gedolos counts vol leishisish three times. One is vol naira hamurasa skila. That's one lav not to be vol naira hamurasa, but not to be vol abaskoyin, where the Einish is Sreifa, and not to be Boyal and Isua, where the Einish is Chenik. So the Baha counts it three as three Isurim, three prohibitions, because the Einishim are three different Onshim. And the Rambam doesn't accept that. He says, so that's the Teretz, the Megillas Esther on the side of the Rambam, quotes that Teretz from the Rashbates and the Zohar HaRakia. Zohar HaRakia is a Sefer Mitzvah by the Rashbates, was the beginning of the Achrayim Eret. So the Rashbates gives that Teretz, the Tashbates, he gives that teretz on the Sefer HaMitzvah. When does the Rambam disagree with the Bahag? By Boal Eshesish, that all three get Misa. Whether it's a Naira Hamarasa, where she gets Skila, or it's Boal Nesua, where the Oynish is Chenik, or it's a Boal Baskoin, where the Oynish or the Baskoin is Reifa, but Sof Kol Sof, they're all Misa. But if one is Misa and one is Malkis, these can't be included in one lav. And we have a tradition that Makov V'Yimai gets Misa, and Makov of Yisrael gets Malkus. And Tosis Taki asked the kasha, the bottom Tosis asks, I'm Pehem and Al. How can it be? Stachalav Shanitan Lasaras Mises Bezin. Sometimes you get Misa for this lav. How can you ever get Malkus? That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis Gibbara de Ramam also. So that's what the Rashbit says. The Ramam says, we have a tradition that if you have one pasuk, which sometimes gets Misa, sometimes gets Malkus, Be'echriach, you have to assume that they're two different lav. We have a tradition that this pasuk is two lav. Or the same thing, Mekala lo v'vima. It's the same pasuk lo sekal cheresh. But we have a pasuk b'cheresh. Mekala lo v'vima is misa. We have a tradition that alav shem ma'isa ain loikem olav chutz be mekal chaver b'shem. If you curse someone else using shem Hashem, so the Gemara says you get malchus despite the fact that the whole aver was only violated by day dibur. So it really shouldn't be considered alav shem ma'isa. So nonetheless, that's the halacha. You get malchus. We have a tradition on that you get malchus. Alav shem ma'isa ain loikem chutz be nishba me'im mekal chaver b'shem. So if you have one pasuk lo sekal cheresh, and we have a tradition, sometimes you get malchus, and the pasuk sometimes you get misa. How can that be? So is it an isa kal? Is it an isa chomer? An isa chomer is misa. Isa kal is malchus. So the Rambam Pashtana Behechreach, it's counted as two different levels. So that was the Gemara's deal. What's the din?